More than 880 million pounds of chemicals to kill insects are used each year on crops grown in the United States. The National Academy of Sciences says these pesticides are a threat to children's health. Three federal government agencies announced joint proposals aimed at reducing the use of pesticides on food crops. The agencies are the Department of Agriculture, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Food and Drug Administration. They agreed to support the development of safer pesticides. They also agreed to help test ways of protecting crops without using chemicals. Officials hope such measures will help protect people and the environment from such chemicals. Experts say one way to reach this goal is to design crops that fight insects or diseases naturally. For example, scientists have developed a kind of corn squash that has natural defenses against a killer virus. They also have changed genes in corn to develop a kind of corn that cannot be attacked by a common insect. Some companies are developing harmless substitutes for pesticides. One example is a product made of garlic. Reports say the smell of the product keeps insects away without leaving harmful chemicals on plants. It is being sold in the United States and in Central America. It costs about half the price of many chemical pesticides. The Environmental Protection Agency recognizes that the use of such products is limited. It says small companies that develop natural pesticides do not have enough money to compete in large markets. Officials also say it is impossible to stop using all chemical pesticides. One expert, however, believes that greater efforts to control insects could sharply reduce the use of chemical pesticides.